Good evening and welcome to HealthBeat on WDIY. HealthBeat is a program generously supported and co-hosted by our friends at the Leonard Parker Poole Institute for Health. I'm your co-host, Margaret McConnell, the executive director here at WDIY. And my co-host is Dr. Samantha Schack, the acting executive director of the Leonard Parker Poole Institute for Health. Welcome. Thank you, Sam.
Good evening, Margaret. Good to be with you again.
Within Allentown and its Franklin Park neighborhood, various nonprofits play such a key role in fostering a sense of civic belonging and community among residents, particularly for youth. A great example is Community Bike Works, where life lessons are learned through bicycles. The Community Bike Works Earn a Bike program pairs students with mentors for 24 hours of lessons in bike mechanics and safety. While working on their bikes, students learn teamwork, perseverance, and other life skills. They see the satisfaction of turning a broken bike into a functional one and earn their refurbished bike and new helmet. On this episode of HealthBeat, we are pleased to welcome Executive Director of Community Bike Works, Kim Schaefer. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you, Margaret. Hi, Samantha. Great to be with you.
Kim, you've been leading Bike Works since 2013. Tell us about how you began with the program and your start to what has become an over a decade long journey.
Yes, well, thank you. So yes, I got to Community Bike Works in 2012, but I actually learned about Community Bike Works well before that. I worked for Lehigh County while I was in college back in 1994, 95. And I fielded a phone call from a person who was starting an organization that they were calling Community Bike Works. So got to be just the very littlest bit involved way back in the beginning, almost 30 years ago. 15 years after that, as I was moving back to the Lehigh Valley, it just so happened that the position at Community Bike Works was opening up and just was so taken with the mission of Community Bike Works, of the teaching life lessons through bicycles. And, you know, what we do at Community Bike Works really is so much more than bikes. It's about education. It's about health. It's about transportation, civic engagement, neighborhood stability, all things that I've cared about for such a long time and just really have the honor of working with our team on.
I love that story and the connection to the mission and also to your role there. Can you tell us a little bit more about what role you think Community Bike Works plays in the lives of the youth that you serve and why you think this program is important in their lives?
Yeah. So, you know, we always say that Earn a Bike is more than a bike. So kids do come into Earn a Bike. They pick out a bike that's been donated that they want to work on. They spend a month learning how to fix that bike and every system on it. And at the end of their month-long class with us, they earn their refurbished bike and a brand new helmet. At the same time, we talk about the four pillars of things that that we can offer young people. So number one is a place to belong. Students tell us all the time that Community Bike Works is a safe place for them to come after school. It's a second home. It's a home away from home. It's somewhere where they can go and know that they will be accepted by the adults who are there, by the other young people who are there. And it's just a place that feels good to be. The second is the skills that students learn. So STEM or STEAM skills, the science, technology, engineering, mechanics skills, as students are learning how to repair every system of their bicycle. And at the same time, the life skills. So, you know, you mentioned teamwork, perseverance, communication, all of the things, you know, the socially emotional skills that really help students in other aspects of their life. And we do have students who have said to us that, you know, they are able to take the problem solving skills that they learned while working on their bike and use it to think about math differently or language differently when they're working at school. So that's number two, learning skills. Number three, physical health and mental health. You know, we know that getting on a bike is so good for you physically. It also really helps mental health, which we know is just absolutely critical, especially since the pandemic. We also really focus on healthy food, making sure that students have healthy plant-based lunches when they're with us, healthy after-school snacks, and then finally, civic engagement and citizenship. So, you know, this is really, really important to us. making sure that students are empowered to make decisions both about things that we do at Community Bike Works and to know that they have a role to play in their community. So at each of our three bike shops, we have ways for students to be hired as paid youth apprentices so they can teach Earn a Bike to younger students, youth leadership, which I know we'll talk more about. We have a youth advisory council where our teens can actually work with the board of directors to weigh in on organizational decisions that affect, you know, what Community Bike Works looks like in the future. So, you know, a place to belong, a way to master skills, a way to be physically and mentally healthy, and then ways to give back to their community. Those are really the range of other ways that we can support our students and help them grow into citizens.
You've touched on so much that we talk about on the show when we think about vital conditions and how are we investing in our communities in a way that creates more opportunities for people who are living there to thrive. And you highlighted sense of belonging and civic engagement, right? And that connection to the larger community. When we think about a cradle to career pipeline and thinking about how are we supporting youth, you know, right from when they are born through to when they're going to college or career, something like Bike Works plays such a critical role in that after school engagement, having a safe place for them, making sure they're connected to other people, and that physical and mental health piece as well. We know that that will set them up for success. So just in those few minutes, you really highlighted so many of the important pieces that we know are critical for people to feel like they are connected to their community largely, and then also for the long-term health improvements over time. So it's fantastic. The last pillar that you noted really gets at this idea of a broader vision of leadership. So we know, and as you've alluded to, you guys provide so much more than just programming around bikes. Youth in your program have also been involved in broader civic engagement initiatives, such as Allentown Vision 2030, and most recently hosting the National Youth Bike Summit here in Allentown in 2024. Why is this broader vision important? And can you touch on what kind of impact you think it might have on youth?
Yeah, well, and I think that's one thing that's really important to note is that we have young people who come to Community Bike Works when they're 10, 11, 12 years old, and a good number of those students stay with us for years at a time. So, you know, we will always have students who come in and, you know, they do our Earn a Bike class, they get their bike and their helmet, and that's what they were there for, and then they ride off and do their own thing. But there is this really critical set of students for whom we are their connection point in the community. And so they do come to us as young students in middle school or in high school, and they just stay connected over time. And then we offer programs that allow them to grow with us and really become a you know, critical piece of Bike Works in their community. So, you know, one thing that you mentioned was the National Youth Bike Summit. And we as Community Bike Works were really honored to host the Youth Bike Summit in June of 2024. So we have three bike shops. We have our Franklin Park Allentown Bike Shop. We have our Keck Park and East Allentown Bike Shop. And then we have our Easton Hub in Easton's West Ward. So Community Bike Works was asked to host the National Youth Bike Summit. And this is a gathering of other youth bike mentoring programs across the country. We are all independent. We don't have a national organization, but the National Youth Bike Summit is a way for us to come together and really celebrate all things related to bikes and cycling while students also grow as leaders through the power of the bike. And so as we were putting together the National Youth Bike Summit, our students had a really key role in deciding what sessions should we host, what speakers should we invite, what rides should we go on, you know, working with our adult staff, with our adult volunteers, to put on just this really incredible three-day weekend. We had 300 people come in from across the country, got to showcase what cycling looks like here in the Lehigh Valley and what civic engagement and youth leadership looks like here in the Lehigh Valley. We had students learn lessons through that process that will stick with them a long time as they learn to do event planning, as they learn to be hosts, as they learn to think about what goes into, you know, fundraising and planning, all of these different elements of what we needed to do for that. So I think that's one example that we were really excited to get our young people involved in.
What an amazing opportunity and honor to have that here locally. And that's very cool to hear about. So yeah, I mean, I think you started to get at that in terms of having opportunities for youth to have experiences like this that will stay with them as they go forward, that will teach them life lessons, that give them a chance to practice skills that are life skills that will serve them well, whether it is event planning or leadership or knowing how to work on a team together to make something happen. Can you think of examples where you've seen youth who now have stayed with the program or that you see in other roles and how that has impacted them and who they've become over time?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing that we have really worked hard to do over, the past several years in particular is think about how do we formalize opportunities for young people at Community Bike Works. And so in 2022, our board worked with staff and a student representative to redesign our bylaws. And as part of that, we created a youth advisory council. So, you know, in Pennsylvania, if you're under 18, you can't formally serve on a board. That makes sense because there's legal responsibilities there. But we wanted to find a way for our students to be authentically engaged in decision making for the organization. And so, you know, we worked to create a youth advisory council. And what that looks like in practice is that the Friday before our Monday board meetings, I and a member of our board of directors will sit with our teen students and go over the entire board agenda meeting. So they get to learn what a nonprofit budget looks like, you know, what decisions the board is considering, and, you know, and then they give their input on those decisions. You know, the board member and I can take that back to our board, and student representatives can sometimes come to board meetings, and then we have that conversation that really gets students involved. And so, you know, I think students have told us that they have learned so much about, you know, what it means to be a part of a community organization in those ways. And then again, that's something that they take with them as they go. So, yeah.
That's really the future of civic engagement, right? Is being involved in leadership roles. And the nonprofits are such an important part of our community. So teaching them the skills at that young age is really awesome. I mean, I know early in my career, when I was already out of college and working, I thought, I want to be on a nonprofit board. Well, I don't know why I wanted that. But, you know, I had to go through training when I was, you know, an adult to learn what that means. And I'm still learning what it means to serve on a nonprofit board. And I'm now leading a nonprofit. So I think that's awesome because our nonprofits always need leaders. We need
Exactly. And you know, what we've found is that students are so insightful and thoughtful, and, you know, they take it very seriously. And so it's just been a fantastic experience all around. Yeah. And then, you know, and then we do work to tie that into, you know, things that are broader than Community Bike Works. So 2019, we worked with the city of Allentown to allow students to find meaningful ways to weigh into the city's Vision 2030 plan, which was the 10-year planning process that the city did, and really allow them to think about, okay, this is going to be your city 10 years from now. What do you want it to look like? This is your city. What, you know, 10 years from now, what do you want it to look like? And then, you know, related to that, we have staff who work on voter engagement. So, you know, you have a voice within Community Bike Works. When you turn 18, we want to make sure that you understand how to have your voice heard, you know, in the broader community as well. And so, you know, we work really hard to connect with our students as they turn 18. In some cases, we might not have heard from a student in a year or two. It's a good way to follow back up with them and check in on them. You know, then we have the opportunity to talk to them about the importance of voting and how they can continue to have their voice heard in their community.
All great examples of youth engagement and ways to help youth develop skills at a really important age. So thank you for sharing all of that. And I want to tie this back to the work that we're doing in Franklin Park. I know you are Lehigh Valley wide, but we are lucky enough to have Community Bike Works as one of the anchor institutions in Franklin Park. And we often talk about how partners are connecting within Franklin Park to really think about what is good for the neighborhood overall. As organizations begin to collaborate and support one another, what do you think there are future opportunities that you see within the neighborhood and how the nonprofit infrastructure is currently connecting and partnering and can continue to do so as we go forward?
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And so, you know, for folks who aren't as familiar with Franklin Park, it's You know, we right now are just off of Chew Street in Allentown, between 13th and 14th Streets. And so it's that neighborhood there, you know, kind of between Center City and Allentown's West End. And, you know, the work that the Leonard Parker Poole Institute for Health and others have been really focused on in that neighborhood to make sure that we can all thrive together has been really fantastic to see. So yeah, and we do, you know, again, we've been in that neighborhood. We moved into our building there in the year 2000. We did receive funding through Congresswoman Wild's office. So we are hopeful that very soon we will be able to move into a larger location that is directly across from Franklin Park that will tie us even more concretely to the park and give us more visibility within the Franklin Park neighborhood. We've hit some snags there, but we are continuing to press ahead. And once that happens, we hope in 2025, we will have a much larger facility for more kids and more ways for them to connect to their community. That's what our vision in Franklin Park is. And we do work very closely with other organizations in the community. So, you know, just to give one example, Ripple Community Inc. is right down the road from us, and they work on housing insecurity for people with the very lowest incomes, and, you know, have been doing a great job in helping to provide stable and affordable housing in the Franklin Park neighborhood for Franklin Park residents. And so, you know, we do have students from time to time whose families will be housing insecure or, you know, at risk of homelessness or eviction. And so we have developed a really nice partnership with the folks at Ripple. You know, we know there's an affordable housing crisis. We know that there's not enough housing for people who are facing housing instability, but we have been able to find ways to work with Ripple to, you know, at least identify and we hope prevent some, you know, housing instability among our BikeWorks families, and at least know that there is somebody in the neighborhood we can call when, you know, students show up at our doorstep with, you know, no idea of where they're going to go next. So I think that's one example. At our Keck Park Allentown location, we do have a food pantry that serves residents in the 18109, the East Allentown zip code. And, you know, that works really nicely in conjunction with our youth development programs, gives young people a place to volunteer. We, you know, food for Earn a Bike families and then vice versa. We get pantry families connected to the pantry. And as part of that, we have a garden that we use to grow food for the pantry and our BikeWorks student lunches. So we are hopeful that when we move into our slightly bigger location, that we'll be able to continue some of the work that's been done in Franklin Park with community gardens. You know, Franklin Park has a community garden. We hope to put in at least a couple of raised beds where we are and just continue the conversations around food and healthy eating. Yeah, so I think there's a lot of work to be done. And we want to make sure that the neighborhood, you know, is able to thrive for people who live in that neighborhood and are grounded in that neighborhood. You know, we are a neighborhood-based organization. So most of our students live within walking distance of our bike shop. You know, they are Franklin Park youth. And, you know, many of our staff members live in the neighborhood or, you know, right in the Franklin Park neighborhood. And so we care very deeply about the neighborhood and what our role is there.
Now, Kim, did you mention how many students you serve annually through your program?
Yeah, so I did not mention that. This past year, we served a record high 590 young people. So right around 600 young people just in our core Earn a Bike and Junior Earn a Bike programs. And then, you know, of course, on top of that, the dozens and dozens and dozens of students who join us, you know, for our supplemental cycling, leadership and mentoring programs. Again, that is, you know, across our three locations in Franklin Park, Keck Park and Easton's West Ward, our three bike hubs there. And then we also do programming in the schools in Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton. One thing that we learned as we put on the Youth Bike Summit earlier this year, we aren't 100% certain, but we do believe from everything we learned that we are the largest youth bike mentoring and Earn a Bike organization in the country. So, you know, right here in the Lehigh Valley, I don't know of any other Earn a Bike program or youth bike mentoring program that even comes close to reaching 600 young people a year. And I think that really speaks to the support, you know, that we've received in the community and the understanding that folks have of, you know, all of the things that a bike can do for a young person, all of the reasons that young people need to come together and have a place of their own to connect and be able to give back, you know, and then frankly, just the importance of cycling here in the Lehigh Valley. So, you know, we have a lot of cyclists, the Lehigh Valley Cycling Club, you know, people who really care about passing on their love of bikes and the joy of cycling to the next generation.
That's great. So you've had a lot of notable leaders come through your program, such as Senator Nick Miller, which is clearly, that's a really great example of somebody who's risen through the ranks here in leadership. But you've also had other community leaders like Yamalisa Tavares, who runs a local nonprofit also in that neighborhood, Unidos. What stands out to you when you think about these successes? And what do you envision for the future looking like for community bike works? I think you're entering your 30th year next year. You're going to share a 30th with WDIY.
Yes, like WDIY will be celebrating 30 years in 2025, which we're very excited about. Yeah. Yeah. And I think I was just talking to somebody last night at a Franklin Park community meeting. He's a supervisor with the Allentown Parking Authority. And he told me that, you know, when he was in middle school at South Mountain, he did earn a bike. So last week, somebody who now took over his dad's auto body shop on Sumner Avenue, he stopped by and to tell me, you know, all the exciting things that he's been doing over the past, you know, 8 years since he was in earn a bike. You know, so we're just so excited, and especially as we go into our 30th year, to be able to celebrate some of those stories. And as part of the story of Community Bike Works, one thing that I think is really special is that, you know, we have a staff of about 15 people. So we're very small. We do a lot with our volunteers, you know, thanks to our volunteers. But of our 15 staff members, right around seven, I believe that the most recent number is seven of our staff members either went through Earn a Bike themselves when they were young people in Allentown, or they are family members of Earn a Bike students. And we have a few folks on staff right now who are in their early 20s, who just graduated high school. The mission of Community Bike Works meant so much to them that they, you know, came and joined our staff full time. And, you know, it's just such a fantastic way for everyone, you know, again, for students to continue their journey with Community Bike Works, and to be able to give back to a program that is so important to them personally. And we just love seeing our students thrive in any, you know, aspect of the community, and certainly within our organization as students do come back and continue to grow with us. One thing that we've been able to do over the past several years is start a Community Bike Works scholarship program for students who are graduating high school and going on either to college or to technical school. We do have scholarships that we offer to folks. We have a Ron Helmuth Memorial Scholarship that we've been able to give out. Ron was a local cyclist who, you know, really cared about the kids and the future of our organization. So we're really pleased to have a scholarship in his name. And every year we get to choose students. So this year we have, among our scholarship recipients, we've had a young woman who was the first in her generation to go to college, and she's now a rising senior at Kutztown University, and she'll be graduating this year. And a freshman, an incoming freshman at Lehigh University, whose family came here from Syria not too many years ago. And so, you know, it's just the wide range of young people that we're able to work with, and, you know, again, really connect with over a period of several and then sometimes many years. I think that's the true legacy of Bike Works and what means so much as we look ahead to the future.
So often in the social sector nonprofit world, we talk about youth and needing more programs for youth, and there's not enough safe places for them to go. And it's just so awesome to hear the ways that you are providing that for youth and to highlight such a gem in the community in terms of what is possible and the power of being able to provide not only, you know, after school activities, but broader leadership opportunities for youth and the legacy that can have over time. So thank you for sharing that with all of us tonight.
Do you have any celebration plans for the 30th that you're talking about yet, or is it too early?
Not for the radio. It depends on when and if we're able to get this building over the hump. So we will be celebrating in some way. And what we can say on air is that, you know, we will certainly be finding ways to celebrate. And, you know, one thing that we would like to do is find 30 alum who are out in the community and really highlight the amazing things that they're doing. So everyone from Senator Nick Miller to, you know, folks who are working at the city or, you know, running their own businesses and just doing all the amazing things that they're doing. There's been some talk about maybe a 30-mile bike ride in there to really get everyone together. And, you know, again, we do more than bikes, but the, at the end of the day, just really celebrating the joy of getting on bikes and being part of community in that way.
And the bike is a symbol of independence, right? Mm-hmm. As well. I mean, it's helping you get from point A to point B, not
yeah.
just
yeah.
to enjoy riding or for health. I know I lived on my bike as a kid and went anywhere I wanted to go because I had that bike. So it's a
yeah.
great program. With that, we are out of time. I want to thank you, Samantha, as always, for being my co-host, and Kim for joining us this evening. You can listen to this program again on our website at wdiy.org or the WDIY app where HealthBeat is archived. Or you can go on your favorite podcast or smart speaker platform and play all of the previous episodes of HealthBeat. Thank you again for joining us. Have a great evening.